Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are we concerned? Like, only because if this was a game in isolation, we'd all go, yeah, we weren't very good, we're still top of the group, you know, we'll probably still qualify, etc., etc., etc. But factor in the Luton performance as well, and the fact you've alluded to it a couple of times, Jay, we've seen this type of performance from Liverpool in the not too distant past, last season especially. Are we concerned by what we've seen tonight? I'll come to you on it first, Chloe.
I am a little bit, I won't lie. Luton, I think we all kind of sat here afterwards, after the dusk had settled, and said, okay, you know, these games can happen. As long as they're sporadic and, you know, everyone can have an off game. To go back to back and have that off game against a team that you should be beating, you should be beating both of them, to be perfectly honest. The fact that this game isn't in isolation, it's two games back to back, and we put out a good enough side there. Like, we put out a decent number of players, and it was the performance for me. Luton, with everything going on, especially with Diaz and things, I could kind of isolate that game. I thought, I still saw desire and you know, players wanting and you know, trying to make tackles. Today, there was players jumping out of 50-50s, not winning ground duels, which is the very basics of football. Looking like they were just, they weren't really up for it. They were a little bit intimidated, and I don't like that. It was a team that kind of felt sorry for themselves at moments in that game. And that is the problem I have with it. And what makes it even more worrying for me is that Luton and Toulouse are not massively physical sides, and yet we've been dragged to their level and they've bullied us. We've been bullied back-to-back games. We've now got Brentford, who are an extremely physical side, who from every set piece will have you off like they did us last season. And they will make that game scrappy, and they'll batter you and they'll bully you. And I am now worried because we're now going to face Brentford, and if we play like that, they will bully us and play us off the park. And you can't have three losses or three really bad performances back to back to back going into an international break, especially when you then face Manchester City. The other thing I have a slight problem with is some of the players who were awful in the Luton game, where we all were like, oh, maybe they've played too much football, maybe they've done this, maybe they've done that. They looked awful tonight again.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because obviously I think one of them in particular is Dom Szoboszlai, and we've all sung his praises this season. He's been absolutely outstanding. He's not really had a bump in the road since he came in at Anfield, it's fair to say. He's just hit the ground running, turned up and gone, ah, don't worry about this, lads, I'm boss. And he has been, but he hasn't been now for a week, because I probably factor in his Bournemouth performance in that as well, in the cup. I don't think he was brilliant there either. But I wonder, Jay, I'll come to you on it, like, bad results can happen. We've seen that down the years of football, but this is a couple of pretty bang average performances now in a row from Liverpool. And we've all been sort of waxing lyrical about Liverpool 2.0 and how exciting it is and how sort of reinvigorated Jurgen Klopp looks and all that sort of good stuff, real positive. It's been a really positive start to the season, but all of a sudden, we've all gone, oh, it's a bit eye-opening, a bit of a wake-up call, whatever you want to describe it as. But Chloe's right, we need to put it right on Sunday, because if all of a sudden you do go into that international break and you're really dwelling on your last few games and going, oh, we've come a bit a sticky patch here, it's massive for Liverpool now on Sunday, isn't it, that we can get rid of these last two performances and say, oh, don't worry about it, bit of a blip, whatever, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be going into that City game, if we're poor again this weekend, then people are going to be worried, aren't they? I think there's a few concerning things. I think the Luton game, there were bits that reminded me of like Bournemouth away last year, where not created, that can happen. Luton were always going to do well against a bigger team, I thought, at some point at Kenilworth Road. Unfortunately, it was us, but we didn't lose the game. We'd have lost that game last year. been poor again tonight. My concerns are left back, I think, is a concern, because I think a lot of people would say, well, we'll play Gomez at left back against City. And I like that because he's, you know, more defensively solid, great athlete and all that. But then there's a lot of cutting inside against Luton. That didn't really look ideal. Then do you play Tsimikas there? No one's really, everyone's pulling a face at that suggestion, so that's a concern. Some of the midfield stuff, you know, I was really looking forward to seeing Endo and McAllister in the 6 and 8 respectively today. Endo's gone off at half time and probably should have been sent off. McAllister not look very good either.
He was better in the 6, I wonder if it
was. Yeah. And now we've got Jones. Loves a little injury, as we were saying before the game. Gravenberch is out for, I don't know how long he's going to be out for. So then you just see these little things creeping in now where it's like, you know, Endo doesn't look like somebody that you're going to start against Manchester City. Not that maybe he never was when we signed him. Because McAllister's had criticisms over his performances at 6. It's a game where... It's one of the few games in the Premier League where we're probably going to have to be doing a lot of defending. So it's the sternest test going into City, with some of those midfield options either injured or not quite firing or not quite on it. So Gakpo, I think, is another concern.
Yeah.
I think Salah might be a concern at this point.
Yes, Salah hasn't played well.
Yeah, his form
for the last,
good.
Even in the Everton game, he doesn't do much and then scores the goals.
And that's the problem there is that. Sadly, like, I think we've all spoke this season about how good it is the fact that we don't always have to rely on Salah, because we very much did last season. But the problem is Darwin Nunes right now isn't always reliable. Luis Diaz hasn't played enough football. Diogo Jota's probably the most reliable there right now for me for a goal.
I agree.
And he's not nailed on to start every game. So actually, you need Mo Salah to step up. Tonight we created one big chance in 100 minutes against Toulouse. And a Toulouse that created plenty of chances.
Yeah.
And that is a big, big problem. Liverpool ran out of ideas tonight. Yeah. They ran out of ideas against Luton. And Brentford are going to make it horrific for you to try and break them down. Mm-hmm. So the attack is a little bit of a worry right now for me. But, you know, look, Liverpool might be fine, they might just bounce back and Mo Salah all of a sudden might be unbelievable again, because that's what Salah does. But there are things that you've got to think about.
It's a test for this Liverpool side. I mentioned it earlier, so far it's been relatively smooth sailing, albeit there's been loads of adversity in games, but we've managed to overcome all of that. And even the Tottenham game, which we lost, obviously there was a reason behind it. It almost galvanised us and said it's them against us type mentality, you know what I mean, that siege mentality. And Liverpool, like I say, are pretty much sort of navigated everything that's come their way so far, and then all of a sudden these last couple of games you've gone, oh, I don't like that, and you just look at what's ahead in terms of the fixtures and you go, God, if that's still happening and that's still happening, that looks really tricky. So I get it, I do. And especially when you go to Luton, we're expected to be the whipping boys of the Premier League. It might not turn out that way, they might turn out being okay, and
they're very much going to be that way.
Well, everyone expected to get less than points in Derby, didn't they? They're going to do better than that. And you look at Toulouse tonight, I think 14th in Liga, lost to Le Havre on the weekend, and you just expect to turn up there and go, we're Liverpool, we'll just win. But then you sort of factor in the fact that we're obviously not in our best moment right now, and they are bang up for it. I mentioned earlier, they go up 10-15%, whatever it is. There are potential factors, not making excuses, but there are potential factors. And Liverpool could just beat Brentford at home on the weekend, and then we just go, do you know what?
Yeah.
We could be level on points with City, we're still top of the Europa League group, we're through in the Carabao Cup, etc., etc.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say, I was slightly worried about that game, is we've spoke about how many leaders we have on a pitch. And in that second half, the organisation, I didn't see a single leader. I didn't see anyone who really stood up and was shouting at each other and trying to help each other and like telling each other to get up for it, to put in a tackle. If you don't go in for it, fume at each other. There was no organisation at all. We got pulled apart.
Yeah, it was bad.
So that's another slight worry. Hopefully, you know, everything will be fine. But it goes to show that the players who Liverpool fans wanted in terms of the areas we want, the DM, and we want the left-sided centre-back.
Yeah.
And those are the areas that game in we worry about every single game.
Absolutely nothing's changed in my mind by the hell, I must say, as people probably know from listening to me on a weekly basis.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.